This is St. Louis Public Radio. In his first weeks in office, Republican Governor Eric Greitens cut $146 million from Missouri's budget. Among those cuts was the grant funding for a local program that helps immigrants over 60 study for the U.S. citizenship exam. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports on what the program means to its recipients and how the nonprofit that runs it is preparing for a future without funding.
It's late Thursday morning, and about 40 people are gathered for a weekly seniors group at Bilingual International Assistance Services. Some gossip and play dominoes, while others huddle around a game of bingo. Most of the people in this room were born in Albania, Kosovo, and Macedonia, and many of them are also new U.S. citizens.
I am Lumturia Harizi Buko. I am 65 years, from Albania.
Buko passed her citizenship test on Monday, thanks to support from a naturalization program that serves legal permanent residents and refugees over 60. For over a year, she studied with a volunteer tutor, learning details of U.S. history and civics that many U.S. citizens don't know by heart. She says it's changed her life.
Being immigrants when you don't speak English is very hard. You feel like isolated. You can communicate. Now I'm able, when I travel, to communicate with officer in airport. When I go shopping, I understand what the cashier is talking with me. I'm not lost anymore.
Buko is one of 150 immigrants in the St. Louis region enrolled in the naturalization program. It operates statewide and was the first of its kind in the nation. Jason Baker is Bilingual International's executive director.
Think about your own grandmother. Imagine her trying to learn a completely foreign language at an advanced age. And then in that foreign language, learn about the Federalist Papers and be able to produce it upon command. Some grandmothers will be able to do it. Others will not.
Despite an 87% success rate and almost a decade of renewed state funding, the future of the naturalization program is pretty uncertain.
Today, I'm taking the first step to balance this unbalanced budget by immediately restricting $146.4 million that the previous administration had committed to spend, but the money just isn't in our bank account.
That's Governor Eric Greitens earlier this month announcing broad cuts to the state's budget, including the grant that funds the naturalization program. Both the Greitens administration and the Department of Health and Senior Services did not return requests for comment.
It would be easy to be pessimistic right now, but we're working with our partners in Jefferson City. We're hopeful that we can get it restored.
That could be as far off as July, at the start of the new fiscal year. In the meantime, Baker and his colleagues are piecing together resources to make sure those already in the naturalization program can see it all the way through. They've also stopped taking new clients, despite a surge in interest since the November elections.
People that have been putting off becoming U.S. citizens for one reason or another are suddenly very interested. You know, they've got family members dying in Bosnia, and they're afraid to go visit for the funeral because they don't know if they're going to be able to get back into the country.
Those fears have been exacerbated by President Donald Trump's executive order banning travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries for 90 days. In some cases, even travelers with valid visas or green cards. Lumturia Buko has yet to take her oath of allegiance and officially become a citizen, but she's relieved to be done with the test. She says it's not just the protections to stay in the country that make citizenship worthwhile, but all the other freedoms in between.
Today, I am a permanent resident. I have freedom of speech, assembly, for religions. I don't have freedom for vote. I want to be American citizen. I want vote.
This week, Governor Greitens announced another $572 million in cuts to the 2018 state budget. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.